Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup and information overload hour this Friday. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, we've gone over in some detail the Hunter Biden deposition that was released earlier this afternoon, and we've learned an awful lot. It's amazing, you know, that WhatsApp message with the head of CEFC, the Chinese oil conglomerate. You know, well, what was Hunter's answer? Well, addiction is not an excuse, but I'm more embarrassed by this text message, meaning I'm sitting here with my father and you didn't fulfill your commitment. And between everybody that he knows, my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret not cooperating with us. And then magically, millions of dollars were transferred to one of their companies. Wow. Perfect timing. There was a time when Hunter, when he went on Good Morning America and that disastrous interview, I never made money from China. And Joe Biden himself, oh, my son never made any money from China. Really? Listen.
The president has repeatedly said that you received $1.5 billion from China despite no experience and for no apparent reason. Obviously, fact checkers have said that that is not true.
Look, this is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from that business dealing?
No.
At all? Not 1 cent?
Not 1 cent.
Definitely not $1.5 billion.
It's crazy. They feel like they have the license to go out and say whatever they want. It feels to me like living in some kind of Alice in Wonderland where you're up on the real world and then you fall down the rabbit hole and, you know, the president's the Cheshire Cat asking you questions about crazy things that don't have any resemblance to the reality of anything that has to do with me. And so here's the answer. No one ever paid me $1.5 billion. And if they had, I would not be doing this interview right now.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had, the only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
Now, here's the other interesting part. He further goes on in this deposition. My father was not sitting next to me. My father had no awareness. My father had no awareness of the business I was doing. My father never benefited from any of the business that I was doing. So I take full responsibility being an absolute ass and idiot when I sent this message. If I did send the message, well, you don't remember? The fact of the matter is there's no other text message you have which I say anything remotely to this, and I was out of my mind. So here's what we're supposed to believe, is that he was out of his mind and that he didn't know what he was doing and that he's a total idiot, but yet he doesn't even know if the text message is real. We're supposed to believe that, but he knows for sure that his father wasn't sitting next to him. That's an amazing way that addiction excuse you know, bonanza that they tried to use before the committees yesterday went over. Justthenews.com, our friend John Solomon, who is the founder, editor-in-chief, investigative reporter, you know, he was combative in this interview, but he did confirm very key details from the impeachment evidence according to this transcript, and John Solomon joins us now. How are you, sir?
I am well. Good to be with you.
Well, I found that pretty, you know, pretty amazing. I was out of my mind. I don't even recall. I don't even know if it's a real text. However, I do remember that my father wasn't there. That I remember. Does that make sense to you? Because that struck me as not making any sense.
Well, listen, nothing that the Bidens have said since the scandal first surfaced in 2019 with my columns at the Hill has really made sense, right? Yeah, of course he fired the prosecutor because it had something to do with his son. Of course the laptop was real. It wasn't Russian disinformation. Of course Joe Biden was involved in getting his son involved or helping his son sell the name to foreign oligarchs and enrich the family. And of course Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's family got money from China, something that James Biden confirmed in his deposition release today. So another version of the rope-a-dope of trying to dance around the truth is par for the Biden family. The Biden family hasn't told the American people the truth since this first question surfaced in 19. And Hunter Biden, you know, does confirm some things. He finally admits something he previously denied, that his father attended dinnings with his business clients. That's important.
Okay. Well, he also admitted, in fact, that the big guy was Joe, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. And at the same time claimed my father wasn't involved in my business. Well, if he's meeting with your business associates, if he's showing up with Chinese officials, Russian officials, Ukrainian officials, Kazakhstan officials, of course he's involved with your business. So,
well, wait a minute, but Joe said over and over again, John, that as a candidate and as president, did he never once ever discussed the foreign business deals of his son, his brother, or anybody for that matter. Now, if you go to Cafe Milano with Elena Batarina, $3.5 million went into one of the companies, and then another $100+ million, according to Devin Archer, into a real estate adventure of theirs. What did they just talk about, as Dan Goldman has been suggesting? The weather? Is that what they were talking about?
Dan Goldman may be on a different planet. I just don't know. Listen, we have testimony from one of the partners saying he said, "Be good to my son." He was giving them instructions to make sure that the future business or current business partners of Hunter Biden knew Joe Biden wanted his son to be taken care of. That's what we know from testimony. The only people who don't agree with the evidence in the record is Hunter Biden and James Biden and Joe Biden. The rest of them have a very consistent story. And by the way, their testimonies are consistent with contemporaneous emails. Before anyone knew this was going to become a scandal, these things are put down in paper. And I think one of the most important things, Sean, to do right now is to go up to 30,000 feet for a few seconds, because this story is complicated. It's got fancy names and tricky names and different things. And he said, she said, but there's one irrefutable thing that is now, even Hunter Biden doesn't deny it. While his father was vice president, Hunter Biden and his business partners, including his uncle, targeted America's two largest geopolitical adversaries, China and Russia, President Xi and Vladimir Putin's oligarchs. And they relentlessly pursued them for money to get the family rich, knowing that their father was in charge of those portfolios. And as I write today, that there's a four-year effort in Russia, in Moscow, by Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was so into getting money out of Russia, he was thinking of opening a Rosemont Seneca office in Moscow. He was so into getting money from Russia, he was thinking about creating a fake group, a U.S.-Russia Chamber of Commerce, to make it look like the Biden family was in business with Russia. He was so into business with Russia that they were on the cusp of a $1 billion deal with a Russian banking oligarch, $1 billion. And because it fell through, because Russia invaded Crimea in March of 2014, they quickly pivoted. While they were still in Moscow, the Hunter Biden team was still in Moscow, they end up landing the Ukraine Burisma deal on Vladimir Putin's soil. That is what was going on. That's the Russia part. And the China part, we know, right? He went on Air Force Two. He's doing the text messaging and the pressuring and bringing his dad to a meeting with a Chinese oligarch. They took our two greatest adversaries in the geopolitical space, and they shook them down for money while their father was in charge of those policy portfolios. That is how unseemly this has now been proven to be.
There was an investigative report on your website, justthenews.com, and the headline is "The Road to Hunter Biden's Burisma Riches." was paved in Moscow with effort to court Russian oligarchs. There are things in here that I had never heard before or knew before. I mean, I'm not sure if anybody knew before. What have you discovered?
It's a month-long project by Just the News to go back and find documents that previously had not been located or were recently being provided to Congress. And what it shows is from 2010 to 2014, before Joe Biden and the Democrats saw red in Russia, they saw green in Russia. And Hunter Biden and Devin Archer were at the forefront of trying to convert relationships in Russia that were dependent on their father into investments. Into their Rosemont Seneca and other businesses. There is, in 2010, a deal with the Moscow machinery firm. And Hunter Biden's talking about getting the money from Moscow. In 2012, they're putting together this billion-dollar deal I mentioned, and they're talking about opening up a Rosemont firm in Moscow. As that's going on, Vladimir Putin is plotting to invade. We didn't know it at the time, but he's plotting to invade Ukraine, Crimea, the first time. And when that happens, believe it or not, the day that that Vladimir Putin invades Moscow, Hunter Biden's business team is in Moscow. They're there. So Hunter Biden's in Ukraine. Excuse me. Vladimir Putin is invading Ukraine, and there's Hunter Biden's team in Moscow. Their whole billion-dollar dream of making money in Russia is in jeopardy now because the West is clearly going to revolt against Putin, and they quickly pivot. And they're meeting with Zolchevsky, the owner of Burisma, and his team. And within a few weeks, they turned Russian money into Ukrainian money. They were simply in Eastern Europe vacuuming up money because Joe Biden was the policy leader for the Obama administration for Eastern European policy, Ukraine and Russia. It's an extraordinary story. And I want to point out one thing. For most of the time that Hunter Biden and his team was in Russia shaking down the money tree, he was a naval officer. He's a naval officer upholding or supposed to be upholding the security of the United States. And there he is with his hand out, and his company's hand out, with money from Russia, our greatest geopolitical adversary in Eastern Europe.
You know, I'm reading this piece of yours, and I'm thinking, is there anything that they don't try to explain away as just an average day? Now, refresh my memory. Paul Manafort, wasn't he brought up on FARA violations? Don't you have to register under that, you know, foreign act if you're doing business with these companies? At any point, did Hunter or any of his business partners register as required under FARA?
Hunter Biden never did, but several of the lawyers and firms that Hunter Biden engaged to assist them in this work, a firm called Blue Star Strategies, a lawyer named John Beretta, recently, belatedly, years later, registered with the Justice Department as foreign agents because the Justice Department told
them. Well, hang on a second. Aren't you supposed to do that before you engage in business activities?
Yeah, this is a CYA exercise years later. Why did they do it? Because the Justice Department told them they had to do it. What does that mean? It probably means that if they were engaged in the same activity as Hunter Biden, as James Comer and Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have been arguing for years, Hunter Biden himself was also a foreign agent. We'll see if David Weiss charges Hunter Biden with that crime beyond the tax crimes. But it's just a remarkable thing.
Well, how is it any different than what Paul Manafort spent time in jail for in solitary confinement for nearly a year?
That's exactly the argument that James Comer, Chuck Grassley, and Ron Johnson are making, which is there's no difference except that Hunter Biden did it with impunity and so far without consequence. I'll give you one anecdote of the sort of lobbying that occurs from Hunter Biden. There is an American banker working in Kazakhstan. And he's Hunter Biden's courting him and the Kazakhs for a big business deal. And he arranges for this Kazakh banker, American-born, but he's in Kazakhstan doing Kazakhstan business, to meet with his father at the Naval Observatory, the official home of the vice president, a military property. And in that, the goal of the meeting is to allow this man, the Kazakhstan banker, to make a case to Joe Biden on who should be the next UN Secretary General, the next leader of the United Nations. That is lobbying 101. That's what Hunter Biden facilitated that we've been able to expose in the last several months. And yet Hunter Biden, not for a day, has ever registered to be a foreign agent. I think anyone who's registered as a foreign agent. Those who've been prosecuted under the law are wondering, why doesn't Hunter Biden get treated the same as us? That's a question that I think will linger into the impeachment inquiry.
All right, quick break. More with editor-in-chief and founder, JustTheNews.com, John Solomon, and how to keep your family and your business safe and secure with very little policing compared to years gone by as we continue. All right, we continue with the founder, editor-in-chief, investigative reporter, John Solomon, JustTheNews.com. Let me go through the Burisma timeline. Burisma and CEFC, to me, are the most egregious examples of selling influence and the allegations that are underlying all of this. You were the one that broke the story that in October 2015, that it became official Obama administration policy, after an interagency study that they had decided that enough progress was made on the issue of corruption that a billion in loan guarantees would take place. Is that true?
It is. So,
Well, then I want to stick with my timeline. And then in December 2015, only days before Joe's trip to Ukraine, when he leveraged the billion taxpayer dollars and got Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor investigating Burisma, fired, son of a B, they did it. Didn't Joe Biden speak with Hunter in Dubai with Burisma executives at a time when they desperately needed D.C. help, according to them?
That is according to Devin Archer. That's right. That is the time. And in that window is when there's the pivot. We now know from documents in the White House, that a part of that story you're referencing, that Joe Biden made a quote-unquote audible. That's what the Washington Post is now calling. He changed the policy on his way over to Ukraine, right as his son is putting him on the phone, right as Burisma's panicking. The very story we were told during Donald Trump's impeachment has now been completely debunked. At least the Democratic story has been debunked.
Unbelievable. Great reporting. Check it all out at JustTheNews.com. Editor-in-chief, investigative reporter, founder John Solomon. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We have an advertiser on this program, and I've invited him on the show today because it does matter what firearm you have. And I've just become the biggest fan of Henry Repeating Arms, and I have a number of them. I'm also a gun collector. I have many of them as part of my collection, and they have revolvers and pistol revolvers and shotguns. And I'm going to tell you something. They're in their own league when it comes to the quality and craftsmanship of the firearms that they produce. Old world craftsmanship, all made in the USA. And they stand behind it, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They will make you happy. And they become family heirlooms. I've actually had some encased for my home and my office because I honestly love them so much. I don't want anything to happen to that part of my collection. Anyway, HenryUSA.com is their website. The CEO, founder of Henry Repeating Arms, Anthony Imperato, and William Bell, a firearms expert, are with us now. And great to have you both on the program. There are a lot of people, Anthony, and you know this, a lot of people that are afraid to get a firearm. I've spoken to many over the years. Then you have other people that will call me and say, well, Hannity, I know you're a big gun enthusiast. What gun should I get? My first answer is, well, any firearm that you are willing to get trained in the safe use of. I'm big about safety. You and I have discussed this many, many times before. You are as well. But it is important in this very dangerous time we live in that people have the ability to defend their families, their businesses, and their employees. I can't think of a time where we've had this kind of violence that is so out of control. And this is where you come in. This is your area of expertise because you manufacture, you know, probably the best line of firearms in the country today.
Well, thank you for the kind introduction. Certainly appreciate it. First-time gun buyers and those that were afraid of buying firearms, that soared during the George Floyd rioting and the whole defund the police movement. I was getting calls from friends around the country that were not gun owners, and here they were asking me what kind of gun they should buy. The same has happened now with all of this anti-Semitism that's going on, And, you know, again.
And to add to that, illegal immigration and all the crimes we're now witnessing almost on a daily basis, nightly basis on television. Cops being beaten up. Young nursing student in Georgia just brutally murdered. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking and it's infuriating. It troubles me to no end. So we've got a lot of people that were afraid to own firearms now contacting us. And of course, like you said, the first thing we do is we've been promoting firearm safety since day one. You don't get out of the chute unless you learn the firearm safety protocol, and we've expanded our efforts in that. We support every single firearm safety program, the NSSF program, NRA, Eddie Eagles, the IHA, IHEA. I could go on. Safety is first.
You know, I'll ask you, William Bell, you're a firearms expert, you're a retired law enforcement. My mom was a prison guard, a different era, a different time. They didn't have fingerprint safes, for example, like I have next to my bed and strategically placed around my home. And anyway, those weren't available back then. My mom had a revolver that was loaded next to her bed pretty much every night that she slept. And they knew that their young son was very curious. And my dad was a family court probation officer. And what they did at a very, very young age is they took me to the range and they taught me firearm safety. And I'll never forget this moment. I go through all of the safety. I go through this long safety course, went on for a couple of hours. And then the instructor turns to me and says, all right, I want you to talk about gun safety. Tell me what you learned today. And I answer him. And I aced it because I was paying close attention. I was fascinated with it, interested in it, dying to shoot that pistol at the time. And he goes, that's really good. I'm really proud of you. He goes, now, if you remember all of that next week when you come back, I'll let you fire the pistol. And I remember my heart sunk because I wanted to fire it then. However, it was a valuable lesson to me that this is not a toy. This is not a game. That this is something that has to be handled with great care. And the next week I did go back. And then within a short period of time, because I was so interested in it, I was a pistol marksman, thanks to this man. And that's what you do as well.
Yes, sir. I was in law enforcement for 38 years. And 17 of those years, I was a collateral duty firearms instructor for U.S. Customs. And people would ask me about gun safety, especially around the home. And the thing I preached the most was, don't make the gun in your home the forbidden fruit. Don't try to hide it, because the kids are going to be curious. They're going to look for it. And if they find it, then could be a tragic occurrence. So my best advice to people is familiarize your children with firearms around the home. That doesn't mean leave them laying around, but don't make them, like I said, the forbidden fruit. And just like the teach them like the Eddie Eagle program with the NRA says, if you see a gun, tell an adult. Don't pick it up. Don't handle it. Go get an adult. And that's my best advice.
It is. But you know something, if you're interested in firearms, and I had a natural interest in it, one of the things that I've learned over the years is I've been to many, many ranges. And Anthony, I know you probably have had the same experience, is people that are more knowledgeable on the issue of firearms than, say, a beginner, they will stop what they are doing and they will gladly help out any person that asks for help. And they do it with great enthusiasm and passion. And what I have found is, I mean, all my life I have witnessed this. It's an amazing kind of, you know, brother of sisterhood that takes place at these ranges. And everybody, you know, puts safety first. This is not a game. And for people that want to learn, there's always somebody that's going to be willing to help you. I'm having trouble with this firearm. It just jammed on me. I really need some help. Would you mind helping me? And they said, no problem. They drop what they're doing and they will go right over and help you. It's amazing how this is like a community.
Agreed 100%. When you go to the range, there's a sense of discipline, respect, kindness, exactly the opposite of what the media would portray. And you could go out to the Colonial Rifle Pistol Range on a Saturday morning where they might have a youth event, and you would you'd see how these youngsters are taught safety, discipline, respecting the range manager, range master, etc. It really is a wonderful experience that, especially for youth, can go on throughout their entire lives.
It really is. One of the things, I'm not sure if you recall, but I had a specially made Henry for me that had the cover of my book, of the American flag engraved in the firearm, Live Free or Die, also on it. And I put that in a casing because I've never fired that firearm. I don't want to fire it. I like it too much. And you kind of specialize in these tribute edition rifles. Sometimes you'll make a, you know, maybe 1,000 of them and that's it. When they're gone, you'll never replicate them. You'll never make them again. And with the 100th anniversary of the U.S. Border Patrol, you've just come out with tribute edition rifles for them in partnership with the Border Patrol Museum and Memorial Library Foundation in El Paso, Texas. That's a passion of yours. I mean, you really put this old world craftsmanship behind every product you sell, which is why you give the best warranty of any gun company that I know.
Thank you. The U.S. Border Patrol 100th anniversary, it came to my attention about 3 years ago. And we only do tribute editions for deserving constituencies, military service, law enforcement, first responders, etc. So we began working on that project, and there are two models available, four models actually, 22 and the 357 with two different badge options. And it's available to past and present Border Patrol agents and present customs employees. And when the Border Patrol began getting an undeserved black eye, you know, it was just adding fuel to the fire of the whole defund the police movement, etc. It's insane that 7,000 agents have been attacked since 2006. 150 agents lost their lives in the line of duty since the inception of the Border Patrol, more than any other federal law enforcement organization. So Henry Repeating Arms is a proud supporter of all law enforcement, and we are proud that we are affiliated with also the Border Patrol Foundation, which our Guns for Great Causes program made a donation to this year, and we will continue to support them. They take care of families of injured and fallen Border Patrol officers. And the museum is doing a wonderful job in preserving the history of the Border Patrol, which actually dates back to 1904, but it became official in 1924, hence the 100th anniversary.
Well, I applaud what you're doing. I applaud your efforts to educate people. I applaud the quality of craftsmanship and the pride in which you create every Henry. I'd urge people to really think long and hard about what their plan is. And if you're looking for a company that cares about you, that wants to set you up with the perfect firearm for your unique security needs, maybe you're a hunter, maybe you're a collector like I am, you're going to love the selection at Henry. Just go to their website. It's henryusa.com and mention my name. They're going to send you a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers around the country where you are and make it convenient for you. Anthony, you're the best. Great to have you on. William Bell, thank you so much for what you do. I wish we didn't have defund, dismantle, no bail laws, madness at our border, and, you know, crime, violent crime out of control. But we do, and we've got to be prepared. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Anyway, we appreciate it. Anthony, William, thank you both. 800-941-SEAN, our number on this Friday. I can't believe this Friday is flying by. We have Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. We now have the transcript of the Hunter Biden deposition. We'll have full coverage of that. James Comer tonight. I did a walk and talk along the border in Texas by the Rio Grande with Donald Trump and Governor Abbott yesterday. Very enlightening. We're right up against the Rio Grande, and you'll see it yourself, and all the protection that Texas has had to put up on their own because Joe won't enforce the laws. Want to remind you, what do you do? God forbid you're out on the road and your car breaks down. Well, if you have CarShield, well, your first thought is safety. They've got you covered there with roadside assistance. Your second thought is, uh-oh, what if it's my transmission? What if it's my engine? What if it's the complicated, sophisticated electronics of most cars today? The cost is just prohibitive for many people. It could set them back years, literally, you know, just for a car repair. Now, the great news is CarShield has helped millions of drivers from having to pay for these backbreaking car repair costs. And, you know, all you have to do is make a call before you ever break down, and then you'll be protected. Anyway, they have repairs for any out-of-warranty car, truck, SUV. Whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it, they have a plan for you. It covers over 5,000 major parts and systems. Give them a call, 800-587-5060. And yeah, if God forbid your engine seizes up, your transmission or electronics go south, CarShield will handle it from start to finish. And they'll take care of it, and you're not going to be burdened with that massive cost. Call now, 800-587-5060. On the web, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Protect yourself. By mentioning my name, you can save 20%. 800-587-5060. On the web, it's carshield.com/Hannity.
The IRS scandal and the NSA atrocities convince you?
You need a watchdog on Washington with insider sources.
You need Hannity every day.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, we'll talk more about Hunter Biden and, of course, the disastrous testimony that he gave before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees yesterday. James Comer joins us. John Solomon with breaking news on the Biden family syndicate. We'll get legal analysis. Jonathan Turley, part two. I actually take a walk along the border with President Trump and Governor Abbott. We'll check in with Governor DeSantis, 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Now, Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty. Over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from. all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.